KNFS is pleased to have this opportunity to introduce Betty Luna, Heather Beatty, and Dina Hicks to our listening audience. They will be telling us all about the Central California Family Crisis Center, and they all work very hard to provide services that are vital to families living in our community. I'm Carolyn Waller, and I'm very pleased to meet all of you. I want to thank all of you for juggling your busy schedules around for this interview today. I know it wasn't an easy thing to do. We've been working on this for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, Betty, if you would please start off by telling us more about your work with the Family Crisis Center.
I've been with the agency for 14 and a half years now. I am the Children's Services Coordinator, and I work with the Children's Program. I have two other child advocates, and what we do is we give immediate intervention to the children that come into the shelter, which means taking care of clothing, getting them enrolled in school, making sure that we are advocating for the children's needs, helping mom, actually, and making the children feel safe and comfortable there at the shelter.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yes.
That's just wonderful. How about you, Heather?
I have worked for the agency now almost three years, and I'm director of community services. I supervise the counseling center, and the counseling center offers help to the community with domestic violence counseling, restraining orders, the batterers treatment program. We also assist the clients when they come in for other special needs, and we do community presentations as well.
I had no idea how inclusive this agency was. Mm-hmm. And Dina?
I run our thrift store here. I've been here at Treasures for a little over 5 years. I run programs such as AARP. I run the programs WID, Welfare to Work, Community Service. We take volunteers to work here at our thrift store through our crisis center, through Heather Beatty. They need to talk to Heather about that. What we do here is we provide, from the community, donations. The donations are sold and being made available to purchase, and the money support our local women's shelter here.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite store. I want to let everybody know.
That's wonderful.
I'm wondering, Betty, if you would tell us a little bit about how you got involved in order to help victims of domestic violence?
Well, actually, to be honest, I started as a volunteer because I got a ticket.
Whoa!
But it was wonderful, and I think everything happens for a reason. And I came in, and I also learned about myself that I didn't even recognize it, that I was being emotionally abused. You know, my husband was very controlling, so we had to change a little bit of that with him, too. So, through coming in, I started as a volunteer, and they really, really needed somebody bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started training me, but I did start with the children's program. There wasn't very much at that time. And so I started as a client advocate, getting hired, and I did that for 3 years, but that's how I came to the shelter. I didn't even know that it was here. I didn't even know, and I've lived here all my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's been a wonderful experience, and I've learned a lot about myself and also how to parent my own children. So, but that's how I came to the
agency.
That's
fabulous.
Yeah.
That's really good. How about you, Heather?
I've always had a special interest in helping people, and I too have a family history of domestic violence in my family, not in my own personal life, but in my family. And it's always been something that I took to heart, that I wanted to help in the community or help with my family, helping them. So I took it on as a gift to go back to school and learn about it and use the experience that I have as administrative assisting to help me better supervise counseling services and those kind of programs. I also help with facilitating a 40-hour domestic violence training that has been offered for the past 3 years biannually, about twice a year. And then there's been over 100 people in our community who have taken this training since I've started.
Oh, that's wonderful. It just grows and grows. That's great. How about you, Dina?
For me, I'm a people person, and just knowing that we're here and our cause helps somebody is rewarding for me. I love helping people, and just knowing, like I said, that we are here, and to go home knowing that our agency helps so many people and making a difference in people's lives, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I agree. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess this question could be addressed to either Heather or Betty, and I'm wondering if you could, one of you, tell us just exactly how your agency helps these women and children in our community.
Actually, in the community.
Yeah, in the community, the Counseling Center offers services to victims of domestic violence. They can come into our office, and we're located at 770 North Main in Porterville. And they can seek a restraining order or individual domestic violence counseling free of charge. We also counsel children ages 5 and up, and they do have to fit the criteria to be domestic violence victims. We do not counsel the perpetrators of domestic violence, but we do have a 52-week court-mandated batterers treatment program. That batterers treatment program, we have women and men in this group. We have a women's group and several men's groups in English and Spanish.
That's great.
We also have a volunteer program, and we do a lot of community outreach. We go out to different schools and community health fairs and set up booths to give the community information about domestic violence.
That's wonderful. And Betty, I was wondering if maybe you could give us a few examples of abuse and some of the needs you've seen that need to be addressed. Perhaps describe a scenario of abuse in a family situation for us.
Okay. Basically, sometimes we get homeless families. We get a mother that comes in, and she comes in and she says, "I'm homeless." But what we find out as we start talking, she'll start talking about the situation that she's been living in. And she herself doesn't even know that she's been abused. There's different forms. There's emotional abuse, there's verbal abuse, there's physical abuse, and there's sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to the emotional abuse on the children's side, it's because they have no home. This is affecting them. Mm-hmm. Their school, they have to hear stories of other children. They have their own home. Mm-hmm. So that's a form of emotional abuse. And the mother, the control, he tells her when and she can come and when she can't go. He puts her down. He's never hit her, but he yells at her. He uses foul language. He degrades her. That's emotional abuse. And a lot of times what we find is that emotional abuse is more severe than the physical, because the bruises go away. The emotional, they really start believing that they are what he's telling when he's degrading her. Mm-hmm. And the children also. So they are secondary. The children, they are being affected by seeing this. So we get a generation to generation cycle of
and they may not even realize they're in that situation.
Exactly. Yes.
That's sad.
It is.
That's really sad. Well, how does this kind of a situation start? Do you have any information that you could tell us?
The cycle.
Mm-hmm.
The cycle. It kind of starts with the tension starts going. It starts building. He or she, it could be either or, will start yelling at each other, getting very verbally aggressive with one another.
And controlling.
And usually the controlling is started from the dating. A lot of times, sometimes, the majority of the time, the woman feels that, oh, he loves me, that's why he is very jealous, and he only wants me for himself. But then when they start living together, it's a whole different cycle. And then things get thrown, He gets mad, he'll punch the wall, or she will, and then she gets scared. He's seeing he's got some control there, and then he gets mad about a situation. She didn't cook something right. He'll throw the pans, or then the aggressive slap,
mm-hmm.
And then she thinks, okay, he says he's sorry, and then maybe 2 months later, it'll take maybe some people, it's a year, or some people 3 months, but what happens is the cycle, it'll be like for a year, then it'll go down to about 6 months, and then it'll go down to 5 months, and then you have every time the honeymoon period becomes
less
and less every time until it's an everyday thing that happens.
Mm-hmm. Pretty soon so, it just becomes more all tension building and the physical abuse, tension building, mm-hmm. physical abuse, because there's no more of the honeymoon phase.
And so all of this can happen because a woman or a girl might feel flattered to begin with by this kind of
jealousy
control, because she's made to feel special, mm-hmm. or singled out for a lot of what she thinks is positive attention.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Especially children, mm-hmm. or teens with low self-esteem,
mm-hmm.
that the way their relationship first starts, the attention, he loves me, and
right.
So,
well, that's something that takes a lot of education.
Yes.